Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Lauren Wardley. She is, well, the owner of Ethical Yacht Wear, as well as a stewardess. Yes?
Yes. Yes. Part-time now, but yes.
Well, welcome. Like, you know, I've sort of been following you. You were introduced to me by somebody that we've had on here prior, Captain Kelly Gordon. And she thought that you would be an absolutely amazing story to bring on board. And you are working with her at this moment, no?
I am. That's correct. So I am part-time stewardess. I say that now because I have just left my full-time job. So I've been full-time within yachting for the last 6 years, and this is the first time that I've actually stepped back and just taken a permanent freelance. So I'm kind of in a weird in-between at the moment.
Well, what really fascinates me about you is that you're one of the ones that made sure that you went into yachting, you did your stint. Now, yes, you go back in and out when you choose, but you set yourself up so that when you came ashore, that you had something that was yours, you had something that was built, you had something that you could step in, take over, and continue to earn. Tell us about the journey.
Sure. Okay. So I guess that's kind of a long story, but I did set myself up, and it's kind of been like an amazing, like, trial and error experience. I've always been entrepreneurial, and I've always been very driven. So I was that person that had a lemonade stand when I was 4, and then I washed cars at 6. And, you know, so I've always had that within. And then I think a big attraction for me towards yachting was, you know, the fact of working for very, very successful people that have created some pretty amazing things at the best of times. So I think that attraction drew me into yachting originally. And then just being able to see and experience, you know, the very successful, that type of people. And it's funny because I was on a really busy med season about 3, maybe 4 years ago now. And it was busy, meaning like 7 a.m. till 7 a.m. shifts, very little sleep, a lot of sleep deprivation, you know, a lot of ironing with that, you know, like just, you know, and you don't know where you are, what you're doing. I wouldn't have a clue where we are. You just wake up, anchor up, move, that kind of whole thing. So I think I had a lot of like, okay, so it's time for me to figure out what, you know, what I want to leave with, essentially, because that wasn't going to be my forever path. And I was on this med season, and to get through laundry in these days, I was listening to like a lot of podcasts, and Tom's Shoes had just come out at that point in time, which was the shoe company that they sell a pair of shoes, and they would give a pair of shoes away to children in South America so they could go to school, because kids couldn't go to school without shoes. And not a lot of kids actually had shoes. So that was a really cool concept that I like. Four Oceans started to come out. So I originally started a t-shirt company. For every t-shirt we sold, we'd sponsor a bucket of plastic out of the ocean. And that was just my little like beginning side project at the time. And yeah, basically I had yachts. I was in the dock walk crew created, and I started to have yachts contact me about this company that I had called One Back and say, you know, we love the organic nature of the t-shirts. We love your sustainability. Is there any way we could have our logo printed on your shirts for our uniform? And it was just so cool because I hadn't really quite considered that that's where One Back was actually even going to go. So essentially One Back turned into Ethical Yacht Wear. And yeah, I just found this, there was a big demand in the industry for a more sustainable version of uniform. And within one crossing, within 12 days, I had Ethical Yacht Wear, the name registered, the company, the website, everything set up, ready to go, because I just kind of fell into this amazing niche that people are actually interested in to try to be a little bit more sustainable in their clothing. So it was really cool. And yeah, so I think it's a little bit of luck that I found that niche or fell into that niche, but it was a lot of hard work, a lot of drive, a lot of previous businesses, trial and error. And yeah, it's just quite a nice combination of both, I guess.
Well, tell me a little bit about Ethical Yacht Wear. Now, what sets it apart from the rest? What is it that makes you special? And what is it that is ethical?
So Ethical Yacht Wear is 100% sustainable to start with. Everything we provide in terms of crew clothing is either organic cotton or recycled performance material. Recycled performance material, to break it down, is made from recycled plastics. So polyester essentially is plastics. That's what we all wear in the performance polos. And so what we've done is we've used a recycled polyester, so recycled ocean plastic bottles, and pretty much the same material, but we're not introducing any new material onto the planet. And all our bottoms, so our skorts and shorts, are made from recycled material, and all our tops are made from organic cotton. And the concept behind organic cotton is all regular cotton farms are sprayed with pesticides, fertilizers, all that kind of thing. So with the organic cotton, there's no chemicals, and all those chemicals tend to run off into the ocean. So by using organic cotton, no pesticides, no fertilizers, no chemical runoff into the ocean, we're essentially saving our oceans through using this crew uniform. And what I always say to people is, you know, the only way we're able to live and work on the ocean is basically through the environment and everything else. So the best we can do is make sure we protect it and give back to it. So that's really what sets us apart. We're the only, as far as I'm aware, 100% sustainable crew uniform shop. And also I give back to ocean pollution research through the sales. So 10% of every profits from every sale goes back to a company called The Plastic Bank. And The Plastic Bank are a company I came across a little while ago when I was looking for a company to give back to. Something that I really wanted to find was a little bit different. People could, you know, really enjoy where the money was going, I suppose. And so this company basically pays people in poorer coastal communities to pick up the plastic. And so they create jobs, essentially. So you're increasing the livelihood of the poorer communities, as well as also making sure the flow of plastic doesn't actually go into the oceans. And they've just actually, I believe it was in the last month, picked up their 1 billionth bottle, or saved their 1 billionth bottle from the ocean. So that company, for me, as soon as I found them, I thought they were so cool, just between the poverty side of things, or reducing poverty, and also reducing ocean pollution. And that's who I give my profits to, essentially.
That's amazing. Now tell me, what is the price difference between, you know, what you do and say a regular, you know, just run of the mill company?
Sure. So I try and keep my prices pretty much the same. There's, as far as I'm aware, I don't price anything higher. Sometimes I price things less, because my real drive is to just see if I can get a good proportion of the industry to actually choose sustainable. And I feel like if the prices are the same, it's a no-brainer. I mean, the clothing is nicer quality, because with organic cotton, things like that, there's a lot more care taken in it. It's not your cheap, off-the-mill sort of regular cotton. Everything we do is fair trade as well. So I make sure that every person is paid a fair wage from the growing of the cotton to the distribution to your boat. So that's huge in itself. And there's a lot of care taken in products that are made well. So I find the quality's better in sustainable clothing. And I make sure I price it the same, because I want every boat to be able to buy a sustainable uniform and have no reason not to, essentially.
That's absolutely amazing, because right now, I mean, there is, you see straight across the board in the industry, there is a big push for sustainability. You know, we are talking about yachts that are looking to find new fuel forms. You know, they're looking to wind, they're looking to electric, they're looking to solar. And that goes straight throughout the entire yacht as well, you know, to their water systems, you know, without taking plastics on board, et cetera. So it's interesting, because I don't think a lot of people tend to think about the uniforms when it comes to sustainability. We do think about the plastic that's washing up on the ocean. We do think about, you know, all the other things that go into yachting. But when it comes to our clothes, it's not something that sort of pops to mind that we are actually being harmful to the environment. But you're right. I mean, just even down to the cotton and what's sprayed on the cotton in order to create these clothing is detrimental.
Well, the garment industry is the second largest polluting industry on the planet. So the clothes that we wear on those yachts is the second most polluting industry after oil on the planet. So that's what creates such a huge impact, is what we actually wear, funny enough.
Well, and ironically enough, I mean, when you're talking crew uniforms, How often are they changed? I mean, they're changed very often, especially if you've got new crew, different crew, the boat name changes, or you've got a different logo for the boat, you know, so often. Yeah, even if there's just a stain on something, you know, that is no longer useful if you can't get that stain out. So, you know, not only do you have to hire a new person for laundry because they've been fired, but but on top of that, you've got to buy new uniforms. I can imagine.
Yeah. No, there's, you know, and I still, even in my freelance work, I get on boats and they have so much uniform, and it's just, it's disheartening and saddening because I wish there was sustainable uniform. And to be honest with you, like, I'm not selfish. If I wish, you know, whether it's purchased from me or anybody else, I just wish that clothing was sustainable, because if people really understood and knew the impact of that mass amount of extra clothing sitting there, people, you know, it would bring you to tears, some of the stuff, if you really look into it. So yeah, I just, my hopes and dreams are really that a good proportion, or, you know, I would like every boat to purchase sustainable uniform and clothing, of course, whether it's from me or anybody, purely for the fact of the environment. But yeah, I really hope that a huge portion of that uniform starts to change to being sustainable.
Well, I have to say, we've been having discussions about possibly having some clothing with Yachting International Radio stuff on board. And of course, we are going to be going through ethical yacht wear. So we're going to make sure to constantly put that in front of everyone. Not that they have to buy YR clothing, but the fact that we're going to be pushing ethical yacht wear and making sure that everybody knows that you're there, and hopefully they make the choice to come to you for their next set of uniforms and continue to do so, because overall it's better for the environment.
Yeah. I mean, I would absolutely love that, just because, I mean, for me, it's all about the ocean and, you know, even the plastic bank, giving back to people who are, you know, like, you know, coastal communities that can really use the jobs, pick up the plastic. Like, I can give you 10 reasons why it, you'd be benefiting so many different things by purchasing from ethical yachtware, essentially. And I just, it's just the sustainability and the ocean and all of the above.
Well, and one thing, if you wouldn't mind sending me the link to the charity that you're working with, so that we can put that below this interview, and you know, perhaps other people will want to do the same, to give back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think you can contribute to that company in all different ways as well. Obviously, not just through us. So, by all means, and as I said, they picked up their 1 billionth bottle. So they're really creating a huge impact and doing some awesome things. So that would be amazing.
Well, that's really exciting. Well, you know what, Lauren, I do really appreciate your time, and I wish you all the best of luck with ethical yacht wear going forward into the future. And I hope that we can help make an impact and get the yachting industry and the boating industry out there to start buying more sustainable clothing, whether it be from you, as you said, or from somebody else.
Yeah, no, 100%. That would be amazing. And obviously, I'd love everybody to come to me. But yeah, just, you know, it would be amazing if the nature of uniforms started to become more sustainable. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, thank you. Once again, you have been watching Yacht Crew Vlogs. We've been listening to Lauren Wardley. She is from Ethical Yachtware. We'll provide all of the links below this interview when it airs. My name is Rhea. I've been your host. We'll see you again next time.